Well, we were talking about Hebrew blessings, and I don't know why I put those away. I need these. We're talking about Hebrew blessings, and one of the things that we talked about, for those of you who weren't with us, and where were you, is that the first word in almost all Jewish blessings is Baruch. And Baruch, from the Hebrew Barech, conveys this idea of bending the knee. So we say, blessed are you, O Lord, but the idea that's behind it is, I bow the knee to you. So we say, Baruch Ata Adonai. Adonai is the Hebrew word that we've substituted as Lord for that name that we just don't know how to pronounce, the Tetragrammaton, the Yod, He, Vav, He in Hebrew, which is translated Lord. We don't really know how it was originally pronounced, and so over the years, the rabbis decided that rather than risk mispronouncing the divine name, we would substitute Adonai from the word Adon, Lord. But you know, it's interesting. Adonai has that I ending. It's a patach and a yod, which means nothing to you. But in any case, the patach yod indicates first person, singular, possessive. So Adonai, though we translate it Lord, really is saying, my Lord. Blessed are you, my Lord. And again, barech, to bend the knee. But sometimes doesn't the scripture talk about God blessing us? Well, he certainly would not bend the knee to us. He's the Lord, although I'm reminded that Jesus, God incarnate, bent his knees in order to wash the feet of his disciples. But we bend the knee before the supreme King of Kings. But when God blesses us, that same word Baruch conveys now not the idea of bending the knee, but of bringing success and abundance and prosperity. So when we say, may the Lord bless you, just think how full that word is. So next time somebody sneezes, God bless you, right? It conveys so much more than just, oh, sorry you sneezed. Although some of you may remember that Seinfeld episode where Jerry went out of his way to say, God bless you. It was kind of cute. All right. Now, some of you are going to be too young to remember this, and some of you will remember this very well. Okay, who does this? Leonard Nimoy as Mr. Spock, right? Do you know what this is, besides a little bit difficult? I always liked it when DeForest Kelly, you know, Dr. McCoy would try to, oh, forget it, right? He plagiarized. Now, of course, Leonard Nimoy's Jewish, William Shatner's Jewish, they're all Jews, what can I tell you? But he actually borrowed this from Judaism, because when this is brought together with this, and this happens, you have the priestly blessing, the ancient Aaronic benediction from the book of Numbers, chapter 6. And you see how it forms essentially three points here. These two in the center make one, and this makes a third. That looks similar to the Hebrew word shin, which kind of is like this. And shin is the first letter of the Hebrew word Shaddai, Almighty. For example, if you were in a Jewish community, say in West Bloomfield or Oak Park, you see the mezuzah, the little prayer box, on the right side doorpost of the home. And some of them will have the shin on it for Shaddai, for Almighty. May the Almighty watch over this home. So Leonard Nimoy just kind of borrowed a little bit from his Jewish background to do this. And what are the four words together with me? Live long and prosper. It's actually based on the Aaronic benediction, the ancient blessing. And notice, of course, also in the middle, what does it form? A triangle, which for me as a believer in Jesus and understanding the triune nature of God means a whole lot. But that was a paraphrase of the Aaronic benediction, the Aaronic blessing. I invite you, if you've got your Bible, to turn with me to Numbers chapter 6. If you don't have your Bible with you, maybe the Christian next to you does. Just giving you a hard time. Just giving you a hard time. All right. Numbers chapter 6 is where we find this. Now, you know, it's interesting. This morning as I was reading through Numbers chapter 6, what immediately precedes the Aaronic blessing is the whole order of what it means to be a Nazirite, to be separated to the Lord. Very interesting, if somebody wanted to take a Nazirite vow, what they had to go through. But what a Nazirite was somebody who decided to separate themselves to the Lord for a period of time. And yet, here we come to the Aaronic benediction, a blessing specifically for the sons of Israel by the priests, the Kohanim. Kohen means priest, so Kohanim, the priests. Aren't they separated to the Lord? There are all kinds of things that the priest was restricted from because he was separated to the Lord. And so you have the Nazirite, an individual separated to the Lord. Now you have the priests, a group of people separated to the Lord for his service to pronounce this blessing upon Israel, a nation separated from the whole rest of the world. The whole idea of separation. Numbers chapter 6, you've got to be there by now. Beginning at verse 22. Then Adonai, the Lord, spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel, you shall say to them." So just before this blessing is pronounced, essentially the Lord is saying, when you go to bless the sons of Israel, here's how you do it. You know what's really interesting about this also? I got thinking about this morning. Not just any way you feel like it. This is how you are to bless the nation Israel. And it's in Numbers chapter 6. But then you go to Matthew chapter 6, and Yeshua says, here's how you pray. It's very interesting. Numbers chapter 6, this is the appropriate way to bless the sons of Israel. Matthew chapter 6, this is the appropriate way to pray. Just interesting. So in your mind, try to always connect Numbers 6, Matthew 6, the blessing, the prayer. And so we go on. Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them. So let's talk about this a little bit. The ancient priests, and to me, there's a little humor here in just the idea that there were Jewish priests. I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles, right, in the 1950s, and, you know, growing up in Los Angeles, Jewish priest? No, priests are Catholic. Who ever heard of a Jewish priest? Well, guess what? Where do you think they got it from? We had this whole thing called a priesthood, representatives. And these Kohanim, these priests, all of whom, you couldn't just say, hey, I feel like being a priest. In ancient Israel, you had to be from the tribe of Levi. And even if you were from the tribe of Levi, you couldn't just say, oh, I want to be a priest. You had to be a descendant of Aaron from the tribe of Levi. And if you were a descendant of Aaron from the tribe of Levi, you didn't have a choice. You were a priest. And sooner or later, it was your turn in the rotation. So there you go. And today, Jewish people reckon themselves as part of one of three groups. There are the Kohanim, the priests. There are the Levi'im, the Levites, and then there's Am Yisrael, the rest of the nation Israel. And so, like the last name Cohen, that's from Kohen, priest. So anybody whose last name is Cohen is descended from Aaron, the priest. Then there's all kinds of Jewish names like Levine, Levin, Levit, Levinson, Levitsky, whatever. Though that means they're from the tribe of Levi. But you know, Jewish last names have changed over the centuries so many times. For example, our family name before it got changed to Harris was Horowitz. Probably means our family was from Horov, which was a city in the Ukraine. People with the last name Moskowitz were from Moscow, and so on. So our names have changed so many times, who even knows anymore? I don't know what our family name was way back when. But I just found out last year, earlier this year, I found out my father reveals to me, I'm 52 years old, my father finally decides to tell me, oh, we're from Levi, we're Levites. Really? Thanks, Dad, glad to know that, now that I'm 52. So I guess it makes sense that I like to do music, because that was one of the responsibilities of the Levites, was to do music. Thanks, Dad. Now, the priests would speak this Aaronic blessing after the daily shacharit, or morning prayer services. And this blessing is still recited in synagogues today, but only Kohanim, those who are from the priestly line, are supposed to recite this blessing. Now, I've been here at Dunning Park, I don't know how many times over the years, maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 times over the years. I mean, you all know me. And sometimes I invite you to stand and I recite the Aaronic blessing. But now you know I'm from Levi. I'm not a Kohen. I'm not a priest that I know of. So am I wrong to pronounce this blessing? No. Because 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 tells us that because of our faith in Jesus the Messiah, God has made us to be a kingdom of priests. So it's okay. It is our prerogative to pronounce this blessing. And my wife was telling me, she goes to Community Bible Study, CBS, and her core leader has gotten in this thing now. When somebody sneezes, she doesn't say, bless you. She says, God bless you and keep you, pour out his grace on you and shine his countenance on you. Like, wow, okay. Okay. And so they would pronounce this blessing in the morning services each day, but it was preceded by this prayer. You know, something about the Jewish people and our rabbis, we managed to make everything a little bit more complicated than it needs to be, but now there's a blessing that the priest is supposed to say, or the Kohen, before he says the blessing. And it goes like this, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu bikdushato shel Aharon v'tzivanu levarech et amo Yisrael ba'ahava. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with the sanctification of Aaron, and in love has commanded us to bless his people Israel. So the Kohen, the priest, would say that and then pronounce that blessing. And of course he does the hand configuration, the Mr. Spock thing. Let's talk about this blessing itself. Look again at chapter 6, verse 24. I'd like to take it a little at a time. And yes, this morning when we do dismiss, we will dismiss with the benediction, and I will attempt to sing it and not croak it. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Barech, to bless. And when it's coming from God, directed to man, it has the idea, again, of pouring out prosperity and fullness and success. Yivarechecha, may he bless you. May the Lord bless you. Vayishmarecha. That's from the Hebrew word shomer. Shamar is to guard, to protect, or to observe. We say somebody is shomer Shabbat. They are somebody who keeps the Sabbath. But you also have this term Shomer Yisrael, the guardian, the keeper of Israel. So when we say Yivarechecha Adonai V'yishmarecha, we're saying may the Lord bless you and may he guard, protect, encircle you. Okay, so it has the idea, may he bless you. We tend to say may the Lord bless you and keep you. but we don't use the word keep that way really anymore. So when I pronounce it, I tend to say, may the Lord bless you and protect you. So Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, may the Lord, the only true God, the eternal one, who is the source of existence, the one who's the source of reality, the source of life for us, may he bless you, meaning doing good things for you, giving prosperity and success to you, bringing good things into your life and the lives of those you love. May he keep, protect, guard, watch over you. And then it goes on. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha vichunecha. Ye'er, from the Hebrew word or, light. May the Lord, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come, make his face shine on you like the face of the sun shines on the earth, bringing warmth and light, making life grow and flourish, making sight possible. May he be gracious to you. May he give you favor, not what you deserve, but so much better than what you deserve. May he give you favor, unmerited favor, doing lots of good things to you and for you that you don't deserve, but he does it anyway. Aren't you glad we don't get what we deserve? Ye'er Adonai, may the light of the Lord, Ye'er Adonai panav elecha, the light of the Lord, his countenance, his face, shine upon you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha, v'yisem lecha shalom. The Lord lift up his countenance, literally lift his face, look up upon you. And I heard it presented this way. How is it that the Lord would look up, lift up his face to us? Think of a father picking up his little one going, hello you, right? Hello, right? Showing love and warmth and support and favor, right? I can't do that with my kids anymore. My 18-year-old outweighs me now. The Lord lift his face, his countenance upon you. V'yasem lecha shalom. Sim, from yasem is from the word sim. Sim means to place something somewhere, to put something somewhere. So what we're really saying is, may he place in your midst his shalom, his peace, his wholeness. So yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. The Lord lift up his countenance, his face, in other words, his favor upon you, and give you peace. May the Lord, the everlasting creator of all things, lift up his face on you with recognition, with approval, like a good and generous man lifts up his face. He smiles, he lights up when he sees somebody he really likes, a good friend. Somebody a family member, a dear friend that he's pleased with, that he wants to do something nice for. And may he give you, may he place in your midst shalom, peace, wholeness, restoring all things, adding well-being and integrity into your life, supplying everything that you need. That word shalom is so full of meaning. And so this blessing, this prayer that, I'll be honest, we've come to take for granted. You know, in churches that are very liturgical, and of course in the synagogues, this blessing is recited every week. And too many of us, we hear, you know, rise, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and we're thinking, all right, lunch. But I want you to take with you this morning this idea that this blessing is ancient. The book of Numbers is part of the Torah given to Moses and my people when we were in Sinai, which I put at about 1440 BC. So even if we take it to the end of that 40 years in the wilderness, say 1400 BC, that's 3,400 years ago. This prayer was first spoken, commanded for the sons of Israel. Whenever you hear the beginning of this blessing, let your mind be transported back 3,400 years. And imagine Moses, the sons of Israel in the wilderness, and God commanding this blessing. Why is this so significant? Because this blessing wasn't given to anybody else. It wasn't given to all the nations of the world at that time, the Moabites and the Jebusites, the Canaanites, Amorites. You know, it wasn't given to Assyria. It wasn't given to Egypt. It was given to the sons of Israel. But now, you who are believers in Jesus, the Messiah, are grafted into that olive tree. This blessing is yours. And I want you to remember that it's an ancient blessing commanded for a people with whom God is in a covenant relationship. When you hear this prayer begun, I want you to think in terms of, I'm a member of that covenant community. We have a relationship with the Creator God of the universe. Now, of course, the beautiful thing is that he extends this invitation to everybody. If you're not yet a believer in Jesus, you don't derive the benefits of this. If you are a believer in Jesus, you're in this covenant, and this blessing is yours. And by the way, if you're not yet a believer in Jesus, why wouldn't you want to be participating and receiving this blessing from the Creator God? So this blessing is, in a way, exclusive. It's for the people of God. It shows a covenant relationship between God and his people. And I think if I say very much more, I will actually detract from this. So let me invite you to rise. I'm going to recite this, really what is a threefold blessing, a triune blessing. It's in three lines. I'm going to recite it first in sections, and then I'll recite it all together, and then we'll be dismissed. Yevarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. May the Lord, the only true God, the eternal one, who is the source of existence and reality, life, may he bless you, doing good things for you, bringing good things into your life and the lives of those you love. May he keep you, guard, protect, and watch over you. Ya'ed Adonai panavelecha vichunecha. May the Lord, the one who was, the one who is, the one who is to come, may he make his face shine on you like the face of the sun shining on the earth. May he bring warmth and light and joy into your life, making your life grow and flourish. May he be gracious to you, giving you favor well beyond anything you deserve, doing lots of good things to you and for you, again, beyond what you deserve. Yissa Adonai panav alecha v'yisem lecha shalom. May the Lord, the everlasting creator of all things, lift up his face on you with recognition, with approval, like a good and generous man lifting his face when he sees a beloved family member, a dear friend, someone that he's pleased with and wants to do something nice for. And may he place in your life, in your midst, shalom, wholeness, completeness, well-being, integrity. May he supply you with everything you need. May he give you life, godliness, all that you need in this world, and eternal life in the world to come.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha v'chunecha. Yisa Adonai panav alecha. Vayasem lecha shalom.
May the Lord bless you as you go this morning and all the days of your life. Amen. Amen.